Jim Service of Earl Stoddard describes himself as a semi-retired farmer. The wear and tear on his knees have forced him to step away from milking cows. He now helps his son Tim, who has taken over the 500-head cattle operation. The elder Service marvels at the changes he has seen on the farm over the years.
There's a machine we use for cutting hay. It's called a disc binding.
Okay.
And that thing will lay hay down, it'll scare you to death.
Really?
They can drive 10 miles an hour when they're cutting hay.
While technology has changed in farming, some things haven't changed much since Jim Service went into dairy farming over 30 years ago, like milk prices. Service says at times the cost of production has exceeded market value.
The problem is these low periods are always much longer than the high periods. And during the low periods, the farmers tend to get a poor cash flow and sometimes have to borrow money to get through. And when the high period comes, it isn't long enough for them to really recover.
Service says farmers need breaks when they can get them. He says the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is considering a new state program that would help make purchasing farmland more affordable for farmers just starting out or looking to expand their business. Service believes with Governor Doyle's help, that program could become a reality in Wisconsin. For many farmers, it is the lifestyle that draws them to the business, and that is the case with Darren Van Ruden of rural Westby, who says he likes working with the cattle and in the fields and sometimes going fishing whenever he feels like it. The 38-year-old Van Ruden has seen seven farmers younger than him in his neighborhood leave the business. Like Tim Service, Van Ruden has taken over what was once his father's dairy operation.
Our governor needs to be looking out for the incomes of the family farmers, and we need to make sure that there's markets, not only locally but nationally.
Van Ruden says Republicans support free trade across the nation and across the world. He says that hasn't done much for Wisconsin farmers. Van Ruden says Doyle has made Wisconsin's dairy farmers a priority.
Our Secretary of Ag actually was just out here in Monroe County yesterday talking about the grants that the governor has approved for the dairy industry. There's been quite a few dollars that have been spent in Monroe and Vernon County for expansions and modernization through the governor's office, and the dollars that they spend locally stays locally.
Van Ruden says Congressman Mark Green hasn't seemed overly concerned about the fate of the family farmer. Van Ruden has been to Washington, D.C. several times as a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He says Green has never met with them and instead sends his aides. Rural Onalaska dairy producer John Schaller hosted a campaign stop for Green's campaign over 2 weeks ago. Schaller says Green seemed to be a man of character, down to earth. Schaller says he'll be voting for Green, but not because of where he stands on any particular farm-related issue. Schaller is pro-life.
And some things I understand from the Democratic side, but certain things I cannot stand for would be I'm a very strong pro-life advocate, and there just don't seem to be any pro-life Democrats.
The general election is on November 7th. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.